Brixton Radio.
Workplace of the day with Welcome Independent Living.
Hi, this is Lauren. It's Workplace of the Day and I'm with Mark Coop at Welcome Independent Living. Now, Welcome Independent Living are a care company in Hebden Bridge. They've been established for 3 years and in that time they've managed to expand to 120 members of staff. This is down to their care and dedication, the way they treat their clients and their staff. Mark, it's really great to see you. You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the business and how you got started with this.
About 3 years ago, I was researching domiciliary care in the local area, and I couldn't believe how rubbish it was. Not the quality of care, but just the whole sector. So I met with some families and talked about their experiences and what they were looking for. And I met a lady called Julie Littleboy, who's our registered manager. We had a cup of tea, and within 15 minutes, we'd set up a care company. We had the worst business plan in the world. We wanted to pay our carers the most amount of money and charge our customers the least. We wanted to arrive on time. We wanted to provide the same consistent carer, and we wanted to be happy.
So you saw a gap in the market and you sort of went for it. And I remember speaking to you a few months ago when I first met you, and you had this amazing story and you were so enthusiastic about what you've been able to achieve. And that really inspired us to just really go for it.
Yeah, I think Hebden Bridge is a really creative and innovative town anyway, and the Upper Valley in general has been creative and innovative for, you know, 500, 600 years. And this idea of coming together and collaborating and working as a community, this kind of bigger society, if you like, isn't something that David Cameron invented a couple of years ago. It's something that we've been doing in the Calder Valley for, as I say, for centuries. We've now got 120 people working for us. All our carers are on permanent contracts. We do 400 to 500 care calls a day, up and down the valley, doing a bit of gardening, doing a bit of cleaning, etc. And trying to do that and make a few bob at the same time. I took some office space initially in the Hebden Bridge Town Hall, and as I say, you're surrounded by creative and innovative and entrepreneurial people, but people with a social conscience, and I think that's been the driving force for us.
We were there for the Business Forum networking event, and that was something that was really exciting. Is that something that you've attended in the past?
Yeah, we did. We did the business version of speed dating at the Oldgate Bar.
I've heard of that. It sounded amazing. Everyone that attended and everyone that organised it did say that, yeah, it was quite fun. And I'm going to be doing it for the first time in September, actually. So anybody listening who wants to come and meet me, they're more than welcome to meet me there.
And again, at the Business Forum at the Town Hall, particularly with the floods on Boxing Day, that kind of the community spirit and the togetherness, and that idea of working together, achieving more, you know, unity is strength is what the cooperative society used to say, and I think that's borne out in Hebden Bridge.
Absolutely, it's been amazing the fact that people have come together. People have met people that they've never met before, and I do think the community is stronger. It's still a long way to go. I was wondering, how have you been affected by the floods?
Well, first of all, our mobility shop, which we had on the corner of Albert Street, obviously we lost £25,000 worth of stock, which wasn't insured. We couldn't get insurance for it, so that was a big blow to the independent living aids side of the business. Fortunately, we were able to relocate to our premises at Grange Dean Medical Centre in Mytham Royd, so we're still lending out and selling mobility equipment from there. On Boxing Day itself, we worked from 7 in the morning until 2 o'clock the following morning. We did 529 care calls and 4 evacuations. People were stuck in their wheelchairs in houses that were flooding. Fire service and emergency service couldn't get through. So we relocated some customers. We didn't know where to relocate them to, so we just ended up taking them, the carers took them home to their own houses, which is quite sweet. And obviously the electrics were down, our rotor software wasn't working, the mobile telephones weren't working, so we were sat in our kitchen at Blackshaw Head on Boxing Day, trying to coordinate 80 carers walking up and down the upper and lower Calder Valley with bridges and roads closed and flooded areas. We managed to get to every single customer and make sure that they were watered, fed and medicated and safe, which was a huge achievement and something that we were very proud of.
That's absolutely incredible. How many of your clients were affected in the floods?
We estimate that we had 70 to 80 customers who were affected, some of whom were relocated to other parts of Calderdale and some even to other towns and cities. The added impact, of course, was that some of our carers who live in Hebden Bridge and Tomberden and Brighouse, etc., their own homes were flooded. But they were going out to try and care for flooded customers. So whilst they were walking up and down the hillside, getting wet through, earning a paltry £7.50 an hour, their houses and everything in them was being flooded. It was devastating. But true to form, everybody continued and did their job amazingly well. Some of our customers have struggled and are still not back in their own homes at this moment, but the local authority and social workers based out of Hebden and ourselves and families have worked closely together to make sure that everybody's got the same consistent and quality care.
I remember you saying that you were also a foster carer. We're also foster carers, so we have to be able to relate to that. So that's something that you do. It's just one of those things. You just love the challenge, don't you?
One of the great things is that being a foster carer, which can be exceptionally challenging at times, but very rewarding as well. It does give you the opportunity to try and develop a business that is ethical and moral and deliver something back to the community. So Hebden Radio is a good example of that, and Welcome Independent Living is a good example of that, I think.
Thank you very much for getting involved with everything, and thanks for being on the radio today.
Thank you very much indeed. Hebden Radio.